Happy Easter, everyone. Chesapeake 1000 is now in place, and its great work is underway. You've probably heard the Chesapeake 1000 is the largest crane on the East Coast, capable of lifting 1,000 tons. It's currently at work in the port of Baltimore, lifting the shattered remains of the Key Bridge. The Chesapeake 1000 and the Key Bridge, all of Baltimore, seems like all the nation has been focused on these both over the past week. And here, on this day, we gather because we know that the Key Bridge is none other than Jesus himself. That Jesus, in his one divine person, both God and man, unites human and divine. He unites heaven and earth. He is the great bridge that unites us, both with God and with one another. He should be the focus not just of the city or the nation, but of the whole world. And yet instead of being honored for his greatness, he was destroyed, leveled by the cargo of our sins. And now on this day, the greatest restoration project of all time is underway. No crane, no Chesapeake 1000 here, but by his own power, he is raised up. And note the precision with which the early Christians recorded it. Peter, in the Acts of the Apostles, speaks of specific locations, Judah and Galilee, in this passage. This is not the language of myth, but veritable places, people, realities, verifiable. A great example of it is the burial cloth that we hear of in the Gospel, seen both by Peter and John. Something so noteworthy about it, and I've been excited about sharing since I had my pilgrimage to Italy in September, but you got to come back next week for more details on that. There's too much to share just about the resurrection to get caught up in the cloth. Just note the precision and the significance that they got to those details and how significant it was that the cloth was left behind. Some would say no gravediggers took him away. No gravedigger would take a body away and unwrap him first. For now, though, I'd like to look at the precision of the account of John and Peter running to the tomb. It's decades who have passed since this fateful day, and John is now recording it, and he says, they both ran. Peter and John, that is. But the other disciple, John never speaks of himself by name. He always says the other disciple in humility and in also invitation for us to reflect. But not a lot of humility here. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster. And he arrived first. He goes on, when Peter arrived, ... as if to say when Peter finally arrived. And at the end of the passage, did you notice it? The other disciple, the one who arrived first, as if there was any question about it, John got there before Peter. You can almost hear the stories being told by the apostles and the disciples around campfires in the days, weeks, and years that followed. Remember that, Peter? Yeah, I'm sorry. I ate a lot of fish and bread. It's built up. I'm not a runner. Fast on sprints, not so good on the long haul. The ribbing of the older Peter, though, is so significant for us because it's not there to make Peter look good. Still, with great deference, John writes, because he waited for Peter to come in. He wants to respect our first pope. He wants to respect the significance of him. So it's truth and levity. And don't our hearts long for both? Yes, We look for that truth that Paul speaks of in our second reading today, but also the levity. Our world invites us on this day to eat lots of pastel-colored candies, to go on egg hunts, to have baked ham and enjoy cinnamon buns. My family is here. I'll be enjoying all three today as well. They're all lovely things, to be sure. But Paul, notice, says, don't worry about the old leaven, about the old yeast. There's something more. What? Well, back to that Chesapeake 1000, if you will. Maybe you know. At least I take Blair Rudes at his word. He's an Algonquin linguist. Blair Rudes says that the name Chesapeake means the great water. And we here, brothers and sisters, on this day, we gather not just because Jesus himself is risen, not just because the key bridge of all the world endures, but because the great water, the Chesapeake, that is shared with us, whether it was 90 years ago, as it was for some gathered here, or just yesterday, as it was for Christopher, who was baptized in these waters, he raises us up that we might become bridges with one another.